final segment here on Let's Get Local for this week. Glad to have you along for the ride, talking about Cap Time's Idea Fest to open the show, and now Eat Local, Give Local, the second half of the program. Just heard from Dino at Divino Madison on King Street. Really excited to feature his business and have them be a part of Eat Local, Give Local on August 18th. Another friend that we have is Pia over at Delta Beer Lab. Pia over at Delta Beer Lab is also participating this year. So, Pia, how are you doing? Glad to talk with you again.
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good. I'm glad to catch up with you, and really glad too that you're participating in Eat Local, Give Local this year for Dame by Local. We will get to that here in just a second, but before we do that, let's remind people about Delta Beer Lab, where you're located, and what you're doing here in our community.
Yeah, Delta Beer Lab is located just south of the Beltline at Rimrock Road. We are a craft brewery, so we produce all the beer on site, have a pretty large tap room. We also self-distribute all around the Dane County area. So our products are in the markets, grocery stores, liquor stores, and a whole bunch of bars and restaurants all around town. So when you talk about Eat Local, Give Local, we are local.
I think they wanted to add Drink Local in the title of the event, but then it became too long, you know, so they had to kind of consolidate a little bit. But I'm really glad to have you involved in that. Tell us a little bit about this event for Dame by Local. Part of it is, you know, helping raise money for Dame by Local with 10% of the proceeds going back to the organization. But this event was established by the group to really highlight our local establishments. So it's nice to have so many involved.
Madison area is often considered a foodie location. And you know, we have as many breweries per capita as a lot of big beer cities around the country. Flavors are really what, I might be stealing this from Little John's or something, but flavors fuel our community, you know? and it's so much fun to be able to go out to different places every week, whether it's food or drink, craft cocktails or beer. You know, there's so much opportunity here, so many creative entrepreneurs. And this event gives us an opportunity to highlight each other and welcome more folks through our doors and really support the community in general. It's not just about one organization, one business, one spot. It's about the whole network, what makes us strong.
Yeah, I love that collaborative effort and your spirit in that. Now, you mentioned your tap room before. It's not only pretty big, but it's also fun, right? Tell people about that if they haven't experienced it.
We're really good up here, if I do say so myself. But the venue is set up like a science lab, whether, you know, high school, college, whenever you took chemistry, you'll get flashbacks to that era for sure. But we wanted to have a social laboratory where people could get together, exchange ideas, maybe disagree and learn from each other and also have fun. So actually coming up next Tuesday, we do it once a month on the third Tuesday of the month. We have Drag Queen Bingo with Kendra Banks, a long dear friend of ours. So she'll be out there rolling bingo balls and giving out prizes as well. And then every week we do trivia with Premier Trivia, another local business. I actually play softball with the owner, and then, you know, weekends are full of group events, whether it's before or after somebody's wedding or a birthday getting celebrated. There's a lot of opportunity in different spaces in our facility where people can gather.
And you mentioned, I mean, there's a lot of fun activities. Like you mentioned, you've been supportive of, you know, the Fitchburg Chamber and other events you've been hosting. I know there's more on that front coming up soon. One thing I noticed on your website, though, was the National LGBT Chamber of Commerce designation. So why was it important for Delta Beer Lab to have that affiliation?
That's a really great question. Thanks for noticing that. Delta is primarily owned by myself and my business partner, Speedy. Both of us identify as LGBTQ+. And we set out to have a facility, a space, a brand that was inclusive of everybody, and actually in our mission, regardless of gender, race, or sexual orientation. You know, when you walk into the tap room, there are signs, there's some rainbows around, but it's not, it's an inclusive space for all people. We just took the opportunity to highlight our identity and set up structures so that other folks would feel welcome as well. Our restrooms are gender neutral. Each one of the door, full-length doors, has a different color on it. Not for the rainbow particularly, but like everybody should have the same accommodation and feel comfortable. We actually have a lot less waiting in line because you choose a door and you go in it. That's all that matters. And you know, we didn't set out to make change in that regard. A lot of our mission is based on change, but the amount of feedback and popularity of those bathrooms is kind of astounding. And there's some political codes, some laws that need to change so that we can have more gender neutral bathrooms around our community, around the state, and all throughout the country.
Absolutely love it.
I don't know how we ended up getting to talk about bathrooms.
Hey, well, we're talking about eating and drinking, and eventually, you know, that's where it leads. But anyway, maybe that's my terrible segue there. But Pio, so here's what I wanted to say about you and your business is that I absolutely love the fact that you have taken that approach. And I find the more I talk to local business owners and entrepreneurs is that, you know, someone has to lead, someone has to take up the charge. And a lot of times that example needs to be set. So you and your team being one of the leaders in that regard, I absolutely think it's wonderful, and I applaud you for it.
I certainly appreciate that.
So Pio, we're talking a little bit more about, you know, Delta Beer Lab, but also Eat Local, Give Local here coming up on August 18th. You do have, you mentioned there's a lot of craft brewers in the area. What sets Delta Beer Lab apart?
Our focus is a little bit more on traditional beer styles. We've set out to make recognizable beer consistently and with the highest quality. So we're not necessarily the experimental brewery in town, although we do, we actually have a cucumber mint Kolsch coming out that is, it's actually really tasty. And then we make fruited sour beers and do some barrel aging, but really paying attention to the community of craft beer drinkers and what folks want. Our best-selling beers are New England IPA. IPAs are everywhere. Golden Ale, also, you know, it's a lighter beer. We get a lot of feedback for our Amber and our Porter. So they're pretty traditional styles, but they're with great quality, and folks in our consumers know the quality that they can get whenever they pick up a Delta Beer Lab can. So that's probably what sets us apart from a production standpoint. But our mission and the our no-tipping model, where when people do tip, we donate all those tips to a different nonprofit partner each month. Our collaboration with the Black is Beautiful beer, which has, in the last 3 years, we've donated over $35,000 to most recently Urban Triage, Nehemiah, and then Freedom Inc. was the first partner we had in that program. It's second nature to us to make sure that we take care of the community that takes care of us. We set out to make sure that business, to show that business can do well and do good at the same time. And we live that every day.
Yeah, it's in your motto, crafting beer, crafting change, and again, leading by example. So I think I love what you guys do. I'm a huge fan. Love having you on the program and catching up with you. Again, August 18th, you can head over to Delta Beer Lab as one of the places you can visit and should visit, not just on the 18th, other days too, of course. Pio, what else should we tell people about what's coming up for you here before the summer ends? Because I know we got a little bit of August left here.
Yeah. Speaking of the NGLCC or the LGBTQ plus community, we are welcomed back into the Magic Festival again this year. It's coming back to Warner Park on Sunday, August 21st from 1 to 6 p.m. It's open to everybody, but we'll definitely celebrate our community. There'll be live music, drag show, a ton of vendors. I think the list has over 100 different vendors set up in the park, and Delta is the exclusive beverage of the event, where we are giving all the retail proceeds back to Outreach Community Center, which is the organization setting it up. And they do so much great work for marginalized folks in our community and put on a really, really fun program. The last time we got to do this was 2019. So we're glad it's back. Come on out Sunday, August 21st to Warner Park. Enjoy some beer and celebrate our community.
Thanks for the reminder on that. We did talk with Steve a month or so ago on the program about it. Outreach, what a great organization, our community too. A great organization as well, Delta Beer Lab. The website is delta.beer, delta.beer. They have swag, they have great beer, they have food. August 18th, Eat Local, Give Local. Thanks for your time, Pio. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
That's our friend Pio from Delta Beer Lab. Always good to talk with him. Again, the event for Dane by Local coming up on Thursday, August 18th. Eat Local, Give Local. Head to danebylocal.com right now, and you can learn all about the 40 plus businesses in the area that are all participating. So you can go out, enjoy great food and drink, and at the same time, enjoy some time, some quiet time, maybe some different spaces than you've been in before, and support local businesses across our land just by participating, just by eating and drinking for a little bit of good and a little give back. It's some really good stuff. So I would encourage you to participate, eat local, give local, and also IdeaFest. Thanks so much for Chelsea for joining us for the first part of the program to talk about CapTime's IdeaFest, tackling some big issues in our community, bringing up the relevant and important information. Man, I love that event too, and there are virtual options. There's in-person events. Check out that at CapTimesIdeaFest.com. One more shout out for our sponsor of the program, Evolution Financial, Supec. Thank you so much. EvolutionFinPlan.com. You can find out more about her. You're listening to us on 92.7 FM, Devil Radio, and also WTTN 1580 AM. Outside the Pizza Box is up next.